So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Birushayna hayinitmin yom shneimer sachedish kedei sheichalot loy. At first, the buyer of a house in the walled city would hide on the last day of the first year to avoid the seller and achieve permanent ownership. Therefore, hiskin hilah sheichalish ma'isav lelishka v'yishrebes adelis v'nichnes emesesh yirtzahalah ziyav v'yitel es ma'isav. Hill initiated that the seller can redeem the house by merely throwing the money into a designated room in the Beis HaMikdash and then breaks open the door and reclaims his house. And the buyer can claim his money at his own will. The Gemara mentions two versions of Rabbah who derives Hilchas Gittin from Hill's Takana. In the first version, Rabbah says, "Mitakanose shel Hill, harizi gita chamanash titnli masayim suz, v'nosnoi midait megureshes, balkarche in megureshes." If a person gave his wife a get on the condition that she pay him 200 zuz, it depends. If he accepted the payment willingly, the get is effective. But if she paid him against his will, the get is not effective. Because since Hill needed to initiate for Bati Erechema, then Nesina Malkarcha having Nesina, a forceful Nesina is considered a payment. This implies that regarding all other matters, Nesina Malkarcha will have Nesina. A forceful Nesina is not considered a payment, and it's not, and the get was not fulfilled. While in the second version, Rabbi says, Metekanasa Shalil, Hareza Kitech Amanasha Titlim Messiah Mzuz, Venusnoi, Beimidaito, Beimalkarcha having Nesina. If a person gave his wife a get on the condition that she pay him 200 zuz, even if she paid him against his will, the get is effective. Because Hill only needed to initiate for Bati Erechema when it is Shalai Bafanav, that even a Nesina that is not in the presence of the recipient is considered a payment. Bafanav b'medaita b'malkarche have a Nesina. If the Nesina is in the presence of the recipient, the husband, even a forceful Nesina is considered a payment, and the Tanai in the get was fulfilled. Tzak the Mishnah. Kol shul lefnim min achema, harehi kebati erechema, chutz min asadis. Any house within the walls of the city is considered Bati Erechema. Aside from fields within the walls are not considered Bati Erechema. This is the opinion of the Tanakama, whom the Brice identifies as Rabbi Huda. However, Meir disagrees and says, Afasadis, even certain fields within the walls are considered Bati Erechema, in that its unique halach is applied to it. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk. For kama bayis asher be'ir asher lo chema. Yehuda holds the words asher be'ir include Bate badim or bate merchatzais. All houses, even those that are not a dwelling, such as an olive press or a bathhouse, are considered bate erechema. And the word habayis excludes sada, only a house but not a field. While Rameh holds the words asheb ba'ir includes even sada, chulsis or metzula. A sand field or riverbed that provides materials to build houses is considered bate erechema. And the word habayis excludes only sada's ru'a. A field that is suitable only for planting is not considered bate erechema. The Mishnah proceeds with the machlokes regarding bayis habonei b'chema, a house that is built into the outside wall of the city. Yehuda holds in the kibbutz erechema. The house is not considered bati erechema because it's not within the chema. While Rav Shimon holds kais lachitzin hi chema asay. The house is considered bati erechema because the outside wall of the house is considered the chema. The Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. V'teridim b'chavol ba'ada chaloin ki beisa b'kir achema uvochema hi yeshavas. Rachav lowered the spies with a rope through the window to the outside of the city of Yericho because her house was built into the walls. Shimon holds the pasuk of Achema hi Yeshevis is understood literally. The house was considered within the Chema of the city. While Rabbi Huda holds of Achema hi Yeshevis, v'loi be'ir Chema. The word of Achema is repeated to exclude such a house because it's only considered in the wall but not within the city. Zok the Mishnah, Ir shega gesel chemasa, v'she'en mukeves chemi b'meis Yeshu ben Nun, ene kebote er Chema. If the city has no wall but is enclosed by adjoining houses that are attached together, or the walls were not standing in the days of Yeshua when Klal Yisrael entered and sanctified Eretz Yisrael, the houses in this city are not considered Bati Erechema. And the Gemara explains that based on the above mentioned pasuk, "Bekam habayis asher be'ir asher loy chema," we expound as follows: the word chema excludes v'loy shur iger, only a wall that was built for a wall, but not a wall formed by houses. And in the pasuk of Vatei Achaseim Asher In Lehem Chema Saviv, the word Saviv excludes Prat LeTeveria Sheyamo Chemasa. The entire city must be surrounded by the walls on all sides, and this excludes the city of Teveria that is partially surrounded by the Kinneret Sea. Eliezer Reb Yosi adds that since in the first pasuk Asher Loi Chema, the word Loi is written with both an Aleph and a Vav, it can be understood as both Loi and Loi, and this teaches Af Al Pi Sheein Loi Achshav Lahoyi Loi Kaidin Lechem. A house in the city that currently has no wall, but did have a wall originally back in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, is considered Bati Erechema. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elohin Bati Erechema. Sholosh chatzeris shel shnei batim, mukeves chema mimeis Yeshua ben Nun. The minimum size of a city for Bati Erechema is three courtyards that each have two houses, and they're surrounded by a wall that was standing in the days of Yeshua. And these qualifications were met in the following eight cities. Katzer ha'yishana shel tzipayri, v'chakor shel gush chalav, v'yedefes ha'yishana, V'kamlo, v'kedud, v'chadid, v'oina, v'yushalayim, v'chein kayetz ben. The Gemara cites two brises, both by Reb Shmuel and Reb Yosi, which apparently contradict each other. One brise, Reb Shmuel and Reb Yosi says, "Lama man chacham es elu? Shekasha olu b'nei agoy lamatzu elu b'kitcha." The Mishnah mentions only these eight cities that they are considered batei erechema because the oile gaila were makdish them again when they returned from Golas Babel. Avol Rishayin is batlu mishabat lekedusha saaretz. All the other walled cities are no longer considered batei erechema because their kedusha was terminated after the churban of Bayis Rishon. Apparently, he holds kedusha Rishayin kitch l'shaita b'le kitch l'asalavi. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash was only while it stood, but it did not remain after the churban. Therefore, the batei erechema required a second kiddush. On the second bracer, Reb Shmuel Reb Yisi says, "Lama mana chacham es elu? Shekasha olu b'nei agoyle matzu elu umanam." The Mishnah mentions the eight cities that the oile goyle counted. But even so, kol shetalu chamisaris biyadecha mabesecha shemekevas chemi meisi shu ben nun, kol mitzvah salalu noigisba. All other walled cities in which we can confirm that their walls were standing in the days of Yeshua are also considered about their chema. Apparently, he holds kedusha rishayin the kitchel ashayta the kitchel asalave. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash remained even after the Churban. Therefore, the Batei Erechema did not require a second Kiddush. The Gemara offers two ways to reconcile these two brises. Either Trei Tanoi Baliba de Rishmol, the two brises disagree in Rishmol's opinion, or Chad Menai Reb Lazar Reb Yesi Amra. The second brise says the previously mentioned opinion of Reb Lazar Reb Yesi, who says, Asher Lo Yechema, Afa Pishayin Lo Yachshav, Vahayi Lo Yechayin Machin. The Gemara now elaborates on this machlekes. There are two sources for the opinion of Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel Ashaita for the Kitchel Aslavi. The first source is in the Pasuk in Sefer Nechemi that states, V'yasu b'nei agoyla hashavim min hashevi sukkos, v'yeshu b'sukkos, ki lo yasu mimei Yeshua ben Nun, kein b'nei Yisrael, v'atehi simcha gedeil ma'id. The Gemara explains that we cannot understand this Pasuk literally, that the Yidden who returned from Golas Babel sat in a sukkah for the first time since the days of Yeshua, because Efshad ba'a David v'lo yasu sukkos, at Shabbat Ezra. Is it possible that the Yidden did not sit in the sukkah from the times of Yeshua until after Ezra HaSefer came back from Golas Babel? Rather, we must say that the pasuk is merely a hekesh from Bias Ezra to Bias Yeshua as follows. Ma biyasam b'mei Yeshua monosh mitim b'yevlis v'kitru arichayma, af biyasam b'mei Ezra monosh mitim b'yevlis v'kitru arichayma. Just like the Yidden who initially came to Eretz Yisrael started to count the Shemitah and Yevil cycles and sanctified the walled cities, so to the Yidden who returned to Eretz Yisrael also started to count the Shemitah and Yevil cycles anew and re-sanctified the walled cities, because Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShayitav Le Kitchel HaSalavi. The second source is in the Pasuk and Parashat Nitzav. V'yachashem lekecha la'aretz asher yosha v'secha v'rishta. There's a hekesh from Yerushascha, the second conquering, to Yerushas HaVesecha, the first conquering. Just like the Yidden, who initially conquered Eretz Yisrael, needed to accomplish all these tasks, so too the Yidden who reconquered Eretz Yisrael needed to accomplish all these tasks, because Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShayita v'le Kitchel HaSalavi. But according to the opinion of Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShayita the Kitchel HaSalavi, these psukim are not sources, because the pasuk v'yeshu b'sukis k'lei asu b'mei Yeshu b'nun kein b'nei Yisrael is explained as Bayrachmi al Yitzu Davide Zer Uvatle V'agin Schus Alayv Ki Sukkah. The Yidden davened to Hashem to eliminate the desire to worship Avodah Zarah, and their prayers were answered because their merit protected them like a sukkah. And the pasuk Asher Yosha V'Secha B'Rishta is explained as Kibin the Yosha V'Secha Yirash Da'at. Once the Yidden initially sanctified Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddush remained for their descendants.